There was a man who was asked, "What would you want to hear at your funeral?" He thought and he said, "Look, he's breathing." We as humans vacillate between having all the time in the world and sometimes having no time at all, thinking that our life is over. There was an author who wrote the following few verses. "How I wish there was some wonderful place called the land of beginning again, where all our mistakes and all our heartaches and all our poor selfish grief could be dropped like a shabby old coat at the door and never put on again." This is what we call the church: confession, prayer, speaking to the Lord, the land of beginning again. The Irish have a beautiful saying: there is no future in the past. If you want to replay all your mistakes and all your failures and all your sins, all your deliberate pain that you have inflicted on yourself and on others, you can do so. But you will pay a price. You will give up the present and give up the future. And you will live in times of past. The saints used to say, "Wipe the dirt and mud off your eyes and hands, even if you have put it there yourself, and live again." Because the Lord takes no satisfaction in our pain and our guilt. Guilt but has one purpose: something is wrong, fix it. And if you don't want to fix it, then blame yourself for living in the past. Because the past is full of horrible things that people love to remember because they are too scared to make a decision. They are too afraid of failure. And so they say this is Catholic guilt, Jewish guilt. And I say, no, that's stupid guilt. This is not what the church teaches. You always want to say, people, if you don't know how to play the game, try not to teach people. If you don't know how to live as a Christian, find out before you try to teach people. If something is wrong, stop it. If it's not wrong, keep on doing it. But for the Lord's sake and the peace of your own soul, make up your mind. Do not live in the past. The land of beginning, again, is in church and in confession, and every day of your life when you can turn to the Lord and say, "Lord, I screwed up again. I messed up. I did something stupid, and I know I shouldn't. But I believe in your grace and your power to change my life." Faith is not automatic. Faith takes courage. Abraham didn't know where he was going when the Lord asked him. And when he said he was going to be a father in his old age, he didn't know. And Sarah laughed and said, "Me, a mother in my declining years?" Moses didn't know and didn't want to go. Aaron had to speak for him. And we have the sacred scriptures full of excuses of people saying, "I am afraid." That's when courage comes in. That's when faith is born. That is when we say, as Julius Caesar in the play says, "The brave person dies once, the coward dies every day." So in your life, be strong, be courageous. You live in the land of beginning again every day. Do not look at the past as a recipe for your future, but as a memorial to the things that Christ will help you conquer in your life. And leave those old sins and failures like a shabby old coat at the door of the church, and open your heart to the future. There is no future in the past, and Christ is with you today, ready to lead you to the future. Slava Iisusu Hristu!